bedroom for a larger than this one.
Was there a fireplace in the front?
Mm-mm. So you had a wood stove in the kitchen.
Right. Huh, that's good.
Over here with a chimney, you know, going up through the top of the house.
Oh, is it? That's very interesting. And, all right, thank you.
We'll get started with some other questions.
At my grandpa's house, it was so tall. It's still there. It's huge.
Oh, really? Would you like to draw that? You can draw that if you'd like to.
It had a hall all the way down it, like all the houses back then had.
Yes.
I had a hall all the way through it.
That's interesting.
A wide hall.
Let the breezes go all the way through.
Yeah.
That must have been nice in the summer.
Well, it was closed in to find him back.
If you opened the doors, I bet it was nice in the summer.
Yes, it was. I know those rooms were 20 feet high.
At least. That's great. That really is. I like high ceilings. Except in the wintertime when you have to heat them. Now, what do you call the thing that you have the bottom in top of the...
Chimney.
And you said that was the fireplace there. But what's this brick part that sticks out into the room in the front? What do you call it?
Well, the right word is a hearth, a hearth. But we would just call it the front of the fireplace.
You didn't have a name for that. Mm-hmm. And one of those pretty brass things you had there with the...
Fire dogs.
And up there...
Mantelpiece, a mantel shelf.
And what are those things called that are burning there?
Logs.
And if you had just one big one in there, and then maybe this that he's left in there, would that have a name?
Just a log or a piece of wood.
Now, how would you build a fire?
Now or then?
Then?
Or now?
Or now,
you
yeah.
get you some kindling, a little fat lighted. It's you know, a pine tree that has been stayed there a good while, and it's real, what they call, fat. And you can strike a match to it, and it'll just catch right on fire. But you cut some of that and chop it with the axe real in little small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And you always bring some of it in and start your fire with it.
And then you put the logs on top of that?
Yes, you get that started, and then you put your wood on top of that, your oak or pine wood, whatever you have cut.
Well, if you had a pile of logs in there, what would you call them?
A pile of wood. Your wood pile. Everybody had a wood pile.
Well, that's interesting. That is. My grandmother said one time she saw a snake climb out of her wood pile. She had a wood box, and from then on she had a wood pile. She got it outside.
No, we didn't. We had a snake in our house one time, or I did one night. It was a little rat snake, but...
Scares me. I don't like snakes.
Now,
after you burn wood for a while, there's some black stuff up in the chimney. What's that stuff called?
Well, when I was a child, we called it smut, but it's really soot. Soot.
And after the logs burn?
Ashes.
And what color is this paper?
That part?
What color are the ashes?
Black.
And
a grayish black.
And if they weren't black or gray, they'd be... What color is this paper?
White.
Do you ever see white ashes? Or, I mean, would they... Are they gray all the time? I mean, I just wanted to know.
Well, it's not a white, it's sort of a light gray.
That's very interesting. This is certainly a pretty room. What do you call this I'm sitting in?
Just a chair.